Hi, Sandra. How are you?
Just terrific. And yourself?
I am always terrific when I talk to you. Here is the million-dollar question of the show. What are the most important upgrades to your resume?
Good question, Jill. Here's some very different thoughts by the chief executive officer of Korn Ferry, which is the largest executive recruitment firm, Larry Burnison. He is the CEO, Mr. Burnison. Very different thoughts. I mean, when I read his article, I was just shocked of all the things. Anyway, so of all the tasks, you know, this one causes more procrastination than almost anything else, writing your resume. People dread it. They just, you know, kind of freeze up every time they sit down at the keyboard or pick up a pen, and they get writer's block. Or else they're bogged down in minutiae. What kind of typeface? Times New Roman, Calibri, or whether it's better to say achieve or accomplish. You know, all this angst over trying to be the Ernest Hemingway of resumes is rooted in one problem. Most people just don't know where to start. So here's what Gary Burnison recommends. I'll just kind of quote him. This, remember, Jill, this is very different than anything I've thought of in putting a resume together. Here he says, take the TV interview approach. He says, in a television interview, a person usually gets no more than 20 to 40 seconds to make a point. That's the goal here. Your resume is going to capture the most salient information quickly and concisely. So do some timed brainstorming. Stop overthinking. Give yourself a series of timed exercises that'll help you get to the most important material quickly. For each of the prompts, set the timer for 2 minutes and write 5 bullet points. A, tell me about yourself. Describe what you've done. Tell about a time you overcame a challenge exceeding your goals. But here, remember, just use one, either jumping the revenue curve, production, what you've done there to reduce costs, or a new online exercise that you've done. Just one. And then next, describe your 5 biggest accomplishments. And then lastly, to be honest, identify your 2 biggest failures. Just remember all the books that we've read, you learn more from failures than you do from success. I certainly have, hiring some of the wrong people who hurt my firm. Anyway, and then take your iPhone out, take your smartphone out, and video yourself. After you finish each prompt, take 30 minutes to read, reflect, and revise, then video record yourself answering each prompt. Your goal is to produce a concise 60-second answer for each, no more than 60 seconds. Revise and record until you are satisfied, okay? Very different. I've never thought about this. Anyway, next, adapt your script to your resume. Use the script outline to begin to write your resume, but never ever describe yourself as, these are the terms that I hate, innovative, energetic, a team player, a self-starter with a can-do attitude, or a good communicator. Remember, these words and terms are just so overused to the person you're with, they become meaningless. So now you know what to say. Writing a resume should be far easier, or at least not as painful. As you undertake the writing task, remember, no format, typography, layout, or keywords will automatically make your next interviewer say, wow, we have to hire this person. Okay? So another piece of very important advice. Don't ask your partner, spouse, parent, best friend, or anyone else who loves you to critique your resume. The people closest to you, the ones who say, we believe in you, are unlikely to tell you the blunt truth that your resume, or the gibberish, or lacks authenticity. Hire a coach or ask a mentor. such as maybe a former boss in your network, or someone at the alumni, you know, office at your alma mater. A resume critique needs to be from someone with a sharp eye and a willingness to give you tough love, not a pep talk, okay? Very important. Finally, when you finally revise your resume, don't consider it done. A resume is not meant to go back into mothballs as soon as you land your job, only to be taken out and dusted off again when you start your new job. You should revise your resume on an ongoing basis, maybe annually, whether you're in the market or not. Very important. So when your resume is fresh and relevant, there's no need to dust it off or hone an edge that's gone dull. It's already sharp, and so is the way you're going to present yourself for your next interview. So those are the thoughts. Very, very, you know, very, very different. And just remember, too, that the recruiter can find out anything and everything about you online, okay? They go, you know, whatever, to Google, and they'll find out whatever they need to know about you, or some other websites, right? So the resume should be very important. And these are good tips from Gary Burnison.
Yeah,
he's a very smart guy.
And what is compelling about these particular tips is it's more encouraging people to, if not edit themselves, then at least be conscious of how they are presenting themselves, which seems to have, going back to people taking pictures of themselves, you know, selfies. It has from afar. It seems to have melted the minds of a lot of people in terms of what to expect and how the employment presentation, et cetera, compact actually works.
Yes.
And it reminds me, oh, P.S., I just got something from Zappos, literally for a data breach. So, you know, I can buy something for temporary. But it reminds me of, I think it was the guy who wanted, oh, he had a name for it. It was a lateral management or something.
Right.
Whatever it was, it created a situation where everyone was going to trip over everybody else, unable to make a decision, essentially.
Right. Exactly.
And when you try to impose that sort of structure on an already existing, let's call it a machine for lack of a better word, it becomes problematic. And sure, everybody has the right to modify and improve and adjust and should. But to think that an existing system is going to stop working just because you've showed up is a little ambitious.
Yes.
And so
good thinking, Jill. Yeah, good thinking. And our listeners really should kind of focus on what you just said. Very, very important. So remember, even if you've got a B rating from your last employer, doing an A-plus resume will help a lot getting through the first interview, a lot.
Now, are there other places – let's say you don't hear the show, but let's say that you've got to write a resume. Is there a place – like is there a sensible place that someone can go that actually – helps you write? When I say helps you, I don't mean writes it for you. I don't mean like a coach. I just mean, hey, these are the actual parameters of a resume, and let's not mess around over much with the font.
Exactly. Well, I haven't done this myself, but I'm sure, Jill, if you go online to resume, you will find some good written stuff online.
The problem is that in a lot of cases, especially now with the internet, if you don't know, and this is true in pretty much any field, and I think that this is one of the most diabolical aspects of having access to everything, is that if you don't know what you don't know, then how are you supposed to know what you're looking at?
Yes.
And this is where regular human being, I suppose if you're just coming out of school, or if you're in high school, you could talk to a a counselor or a teacher, if you're, it certainly must be something that is taught at in business courses, no?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Absolutely, Jill. Absolutely.
All right. I just
have a great day.
Thank you very much, Sandra Flom, Leader's
Take
Edge.
Care.